Hi, I'm Bob Palmer. I'm, lack of a better term, I'm the production manager here at Studios. And I'd like to kind of show you the plant here and just give you a little tour, show you what we have and what we do. So we'll start off down the stages. We'll go into some editorial scenarios. We'll do some audio. We'll do some graphics and just kind of give you the overall look of what we have going on over here. So we'll come down the hall and start in the stage and see what we got.
Okay.
Stage A, this is our smallest of the main stages that we have. Over here, these gentlemen are looking at a system that we've developed that is a Windows Media placed back simultaneously across any number of projects that you might find at, well, let's say the company meeting, where we have lots of Windows Media files, but they need to play simultaneously or across multiple screens. Say you have 8 different sources or 20 different sources, any number of different sources. And we've developed this along with the DMD people that uses the Windows Media Player and plays those in perfect sync and keeps time. And that's what they're demoing here. And otherwise, behind them, you see the actual stage.
How frequently is this used, this stage?
This stage is used on a pretty regular basis, probably 20% of the time this stage is in use. We're in the process of doing a switchover with another show that we've got that's going to take another one of my stages, so I'm going to move the gear in there into here, which will move the percentage of use on this stage up to about an 85% usage.
Right. Okay.
We'll see something else.
Sure. So what are these on the wall?
On the wall here are just kind of some fun art things we have. For those of you who have been around or seen reruns, for those of you who are younger, we've got just different blueprints of old TV shows. So you might find over here you got Mary Richards from the Mary Tyler Moore show. Over here is the Bewitched over here with Samantha and Darren Stevens and things. So we've got just different ones from old TV shows from the 50s and the 60s on the wall. We'll go into a green room. We have 2 green rooms throughout studios. We also have, I should back up and tell you, we have 3 main studios and 1 smaller insert stage. Along with those, we have 2 green rooms. This is a setup that you might have heard on Jay Leno or a Johnny Carson show or something like that, where the guests kind of get ready in the green room. So they have a kind of a time away from the lights and the camera and the audience or whatever else might be going on. They can practice their lines or just kind of get their heads ready to go. So we have makeup in the backside. In fact, come on over here. We'll show you, give you the whole deal here. So makeup studios over through here, they have their own bathrooms and a sink and a kitchen, so it's a very nice area for clients to kind of be back over here and feel like they can be taken care of.
And does this feed the stage that we were just on, or does this feed multiple stages?
It can do multiple stages. The green rooms aren't assigned to any particular stage. So of any of the 3 main stages, any green room can go back and forth. Or if it's a big show in one of the stages, it might even have 2 green rooms.
Right.
One for the main talent and one for maybe some support talent.
Okay.
Like that. We've got some more blueprints on the wall over here. For here's
Jupiter 2.
The Jupiter for Lost in Space. Over here, this is one of my favorites over here. A lot of people don't remember the Honeymooners. But the Honeymooners took place in just a kitchen with Jackie Gleason. And that was on the air for years, and that's all they have is just a kitchen. So, very fun. Kind of the early days of TV.
Playing with the Addams Family? Well, interesting.
Then, of course, Gilligan's Island. Some of the, when the kids come through, that's always their favorite.
This is stage B. This is one of our two larger stages. Stage B and stage C are the same size. Stage B has this wall in the back of it here. This is a psych wall. And this is used for special effects lighting. We use it also for putting sets on where we can draw lighting down here. And because of the curve on the walls, the light will spill off evenly. So we do quite a bit of different sorts of things in this stage. This is our most utilized stage with the ability to put gels on the lights as they hang and create different effects in the back, or to paint the stage and use it for blue screen and green screen work that you might find in films. On the Plus Pack that Microsoft runs, if you have your the audio player playing and you choose the dancers were shot on this stage on a green screen effect, and that's how that gets pulled off.
So is it only Microsoft videos that get filmed here, or are there other companies that work here as well?
Primarily Microsoft. We also open it up for partners for Microsoft. So if we have somebody who needs something and they're a Microsoft partner, on a case-by-case basis, we'll open it up and help them out also. But primarily, this gets used probably 90-95% by just Microsoft.
Okay. And how many videos are produced here a year?
A year, we do about 2,500 projects a year. And in each project, you might find they might have one or two different videos. They might have an audio source. They might have graphics. They might compress it. They might do DVDs out of it. So in any one project, there might be six or eight different kind of small projects that go to make that final project. So it's a relatively busy atmosphere. We are Microsoft's premier video
production
facility. Thank you. And so there are little pockets that do other little things, but for most part, we do about everything that you're going to see, particularly as it pertains to training videos and marketing videos.
Okay. Very good.
Any reason to see one more stage?
We could.
Sure.
And this is the last of the large stages. So this one is open for lots of different things. We actually had a show that we were shooting in here today. They just got finished that had an audience in it plus people on the stage. So we'll do a lot of live things out of here that go out via satellite that have call-in and things where we might put 80 people in an audience up front out here with the stage in the back. We've also shot with this being the stage, and we put the audience on the wall over here. We did some things not too long ago with MSN where Janet Jackson came in. She had her people come in the night before. They did some preliminary setups, and then that morning they came in and finished the setup. And as many times as I've seen this stage set up, I've never seen it look that beautiful. I would have never known it was our stage if I didn't know it. I hadn't seen it myself. So they came in, did about four songs, did some interviews and things, and that played on MSN. We've done that for a couple of different people. Hart has been in. We've had a couple of we had a gals band from Japan years ago that came in here. They're the number one female group in Japan, and they did a live webcast out of here in the studio we were just in. So this is the different stages get different uses on a pretty regular basis.
Okay,
we'll go over here and take a look at a control room.
Right.
So this is a PCR, production control room. This is a pretty typical control room you might see if you went to a TV station and saw a news setup or something like that. The wall of monitors, just down below the wall of monitors on the right here is the video switcher. This is the equivalent to an audio board, where if you've seen the audio boards at maybe a concert or a church service or an auditorium or something, where all the audio sources are plugged through the board, and without that, you don't hear anything. It's the same with the video board. All the video sources, the cameras, the videotape machines, the graphics, everything runs through that board, and that's how you get to see the things at home. So if you're watching a football game or a baseball game or a soap opera or news or anything, that will run through a similar board to that. So all the things that you see, the replays, everything, they all run through that, and that's how you get to see that at home.
So the technical director would sit behind the board, the director would be there, and then the producer, and then some associate producers behind them, graphics people, teleprompter people. In any given situation where there might be a production, this can be either just a couple of people or this can be full of people. Earlier this morning, there was probably 15 people in here to get the production going and have people just tracking and doing different sorts of jobs and things. And then on the wall, on the backside here, you'll see those are audio booths that run on the backside there. See if I can help you out here with the lighting. So there's a voiceover booth there, and the audio people will sit over on that side and run the audio for any given production.
And what's in the second room here?
That's where that's the actual audio board. So the operator sits there. The one that you had just shot, that's the voiceover booth. So we might have people in doing voiceovers for demos. It might be a voiceover for a marketing piece or anything like that. And then the operator would sit here behind the board. We'll go over there next and take a look at what the audio board looks like from that side of the room. We have two production controls and two audio controls, the same as this.
How many people work here at MS Studios?
We have run in here. This is an adjoining audio booth. Looks the same as the one we just saw through the window there. We have about 60 people working here at Microsoft Studios, but we also have a huge number of vendors. We have about 200 vendors that we might use at any given time to make a production work. Take an example is, we have three staff people who run the entire stage operation for me. But at any given time, when we have a full-blown production, like we had one in C in the last stage we were in today, we also had one that was going on in B, and then you can see there's doing something in A. So total with that, we probably had about 50, 55 people that we had brought in to help us do that. So we try to keep our numbers for employees down, and then we do a lot of just hiring of outside freelancers that are in the broadcast industry to help fill in.
Right.
So here's an audio board, an 80-channel audio board digital. It's the same one that you have on the other side, and you see the windows just behind it here. Look into the other PCR that we have that
right.
is just like the one we were in. So through here we run Pro Tools. We do either live broadcasting or effects editing. This room is set up for surround sound. The audio lead that we have, Rick Seneschal, was instrumental in helping Microsoft do surround sound audio on the PC. When that became something that anybody wanted to do, the Windows Media folks contacted us, and Rick worked hand in hand with their people to develop a scenario where the Windows Media Player would actually play surround sound. So it's on the map a lot because of our audio people working diligently with them hand in hand.
Well, good.
So we'll go down here. That's kind of the production area. We'll head down towards the post-production side.
What is the most interesting video that you think you've been involved in so far?
The most interesting is probably some videos we did a couple years ago. There's three one-hour shows played on the Discovery Channel, and it was about when the Internet was relatively new, and it was about the Internet. And it was a show that kind of explained to people who weren't necessarily computer savvy what the Internet was and how it might look if you were going to visualize it and how to use it. And it was a quite interesting show. We did that. It took several weeks for us to develop that and make that work, but Microsoft worked hand in hand with another company to get that out and put it on the air, and it was probably one of my favorite shows. We had a lot of special effects, a lot of special things that actually pulled that off. So at about that time, I kind of pulled back from production, became more in a management scenario. So for me, that was one of my final hurrahs. I'm pretty proud of.
Okay, very good. So just off to the right is a corridor that contains a room that I normally record videos in. Just down to the far right here.
Oh, down over here.
Just,
oh, okay.
Just down the end here.
Over here on Studio D. Down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that's the one, that Studio D is going to be moving over here into Studio A.
Right.
I'm going to move that over because we're going to use D for something else.
Yeah, so that's where I normally sit to record MSDN videos and that.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Well, very nice. Yeah. Over here, just to the right, when you come in from the front, just to the left of that, which is to our right now, is operations. So these are the people who, if you have questions when you're here, or there's some bookings and things you need done, they handle that for us. They handle that through our senior producers. They're also kind of the front door for us that handle any kind of client needs if we don't have somebody around to take care of it for you right then. So they're terrific. Hanging on the wall, kind of in the airport style monitor over there shows us the green bars are show us what's going on in any particular edit bay or any stage or anything else, so we can at a glance see where we are, where a client might be if we need to chase them down and ask a question, or if they have visitors coming, they can look there and then find out, and then we can direct them where they're headed.
Right.
We'll go down here and take a look at some more stuff. This is the media integration lab. This is the lab that helped develop the LPS system we saw first at Stage A. This is where a lot of that technical stuff happens. So these are some brilliant people who work in here who figure these little things out and sit and make things happen that when we see it on TV, we don't think anything about it. But it's all those little details that these guys pay attention to.
All the problems and whether or not you and your team are willing to compensate your
code. And we'll hit up edit. This is a traditional online edit bay. This is a scenario where we go traditionally tape to tape. So a lot of the editing that people do that they teach in school or you might do at home on your computer, this is the precursor to that. There are, before the computers became of age and things, we did everything through a controller and through a room like this. So we would go from one tape or multiple tapes to another tape, a final record tape, and build it linearly like that. So we have a character generator, we have an audio board, and we have a piece of gear that shuffles the tapes around, and that's how we make the effects and things. And then we have another, this would be a video switcher, a smaller version of what you saw in the PCR earlier, where all the video signals run through. So this is a room we still use quite a bit. There are some things that we can do faster in here and are more efficient in an older style room. So we keep this one running because we still have enough use for it. The rest of the rooms we've all converted to a nonlinear. We'll go see some of those now.
So how much of the work here is just pure digital now?
Everything. The whole plant is digital. So we don't really do anything that isn't digital anymore.
Okay.
We go in here. This is the DS room. So this is a non-linear room that we load the videos into. This also does HD capabilities. This is one of our editors, Bill. And this would be considered a high-end room. So this is where a lot of high-end effects go into making. We take it a lot of times from some of our other smaller rooms, bring it into here to put those extra touches on it that just make it shine and make it just stand out from other videos. So that's what this room, this is what Bill does on a regular basis.
If I had known I'd been on TV, I'd have brushed my hair.
It'll look the same.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
We'll head down the hall, we'll look at some habits. This is a typical Avid room. An Avid room is that's the name of a piece of gear that does nonlinear editing. And we have four rooms that are equipped with Avids in them. So the
the machines load in, and then the editor sits over here, the producer in the back, and this is where they cut the videos. Most of the videos that we do are cut in a non-linear style in a room like this, and then get either put back into a DS room that we just saw to have some special effects done, or they may just get finished in a room like this here, because there are no necessarily special effects that need to happen, or the effects that we can do in this room are adequate for the video that we're doing. So this is where a lot of the things, these four rooms, do the bulk of the editorial work here in the plant for us.
Right.
We'll go down over here, we'll cut through the hub and take a look at that, and then go see some graphics. This is a what would look on the outside as a traditional machine room that you might see in a lot of plants here at Microsoft. Ours is a little bit different. We combine the servers and the computer side along with the broadcast side also. So as you look down through the aisles, you're going to see some servers, but then you're going to see some other things. You'll see a lot of patch panels that we have that others don't have. This aisle down here is mostly duplication. So we have a lot of, we still do VHS duplication, we do DigiBeta duplication, we do lots of things for our clients that might need, that don't walk with a computer file, they still need a videotape. We do that here still also. This is the main work area here in the hub. This is where you'll find most of the operators. When we have shows going on, they will stand in front of these machines and they record and they play back, and they have what we call still stores, so they have things that have still items on them as well as rolling items. And at any given time during a big production, this can be quite the hub of things going on. We also do uplinks and downlinks on satellites that get controlled through here, that maybe Bill or Steve might be over at CES or MGB or something like that, and we're doing a satellite connect through here to get it out on maybe a cable on campus or something like that. So that all happens through here too. So we'll go back through this door and head down to graphics.
So how often do you get Bill and Steve over here recording audio or video?
It goes back and forth, but we usually see one or two of them at least a couple of times a month.
Right.
This room houses what they call an Inferno. The Inferno is a multi-layered device that allows us to put the animations together in different layers and then move them. This is very high-end. This room connects with the room next door where our artist does 3D work, and then we put that in with the DS. So together the three rooms do very high level work. And the different layers show how that it stacks up, and one can go on top of another one. And you can use the different things to create effects that you probably wouldn't even realize were maybe special effects at the time.
Right.
Some examples of what these guys do is right back here. So this is just a storyboard of how that thing all got put together. And that was all put together through Inferno with 3D graphics and things from Derek next door.
Very cool. What's with the red light in the middle of the hallway?
Right here, this is the drive time room. Some of you may be on the sales force and you're very familiar with this. Drive time are CDs that get put out on a monthly basis that help the sales force throughout the world do pitches, explain what's going on with new products and whatever. And that's all recorded in this room, and we send that out. We're currently sending out between 6 and 8 CDs a month for drive time. It's very popular, been very popular for years. That's all gets recorded down through here, and we take care of that.
Okay.
Thank you. and some of the unsung heroes here at Microsoft Studios and certainly Microsoft in general. This is the archive. So this is essentially the library for us. But these folks here, library and archive, any kind of videotape or file that has media in it for the entire corporation. So without these guys are the ones who find and dig up videos that somebody might need or thought that was shot 3 years ago at some conference. These are the folks who find it for them and then allow them to either put that into another piece or view it again if they need to. So these guys, we would be lost without them because no one would know where to find anything.
And how much of that archive is digital and how much of that is tape?
The bulk of it anymore is digital. I think last year alone they dealt with about 7 terabytes of just new material. And then they also have hard copies of tapes because everything that we finish on, there is always a hard copy of this. So the hard copy gets moved out every year. They move it in and out of different places. So the older it is, it might take a little longer to retrieve. But the bulk of what they do is the soft copies.
Right. Okay.
Right. And we're back out here at the front gate of Microsoft Studios. So please come on by. See if we can't help you out with your next project. We'd love to help. Don't be afraid to ask questions. You can find us. We're at MS Studios. And love to hear from you.
Fantastic. Thanks for the tour.